In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This past week, we celebrated the Feast of Transfiguration. Christ took three of his apostles, Peter, James, and John, and went apart up onto a mountain, and there he was revealed to them. But there is a lot that's going on in this self-revelation of Christ. This revelation to us of God through our own humanity, where our own humanity is filled with the presence of God, and we are able to stand in his presence and see him in a body like ours that he has entered into, so that he can reunite himself to us and enable us to live the lives that he gave us in the beginning. Metropolitan Anthony of Soros gave a sermon during this month, 20 years ago or so, on the transfiguration and ecology. And in that sermon, he expressed something of the essence of the Orthodox faith as far as what it means for us as created human beings to live in a created world. In that sermon, he gave a unique insight into what that relationship to the world ought to be. He said that there are two messages that we can receive during the feast time of the Transfiguration. One has to do with the glory, the holiness, and the greatness of God incarnate. And the other has to do with our living as created beings, as part of a created world. Living as part of a created world. We are created beings and we are part of a world that has been created. Created out of the stuff of this world that God made. And he refers to two icons of the Transfiguration. Two very well-known icons. The first is an icon that was written by Rublev. And he points out that in this icon, the brilliance of Christ, his divinity, his holiness, shines out, not just from his body, but from the clothing that he wears. Anything that touches him is filled with the divine energies that we're used to hearing called the grace of God. And the icon that we have is copied after that icon of Rublev. Doesn't look much like it, but it expresses the same brilliance of Christ, the revelation of God, and they are there to see it, and they fall down in awe. But he says in an icon by Saint Theophan the Greek, who was Rublev's master, this is 600-700 years ago, something else is focused on in that icon, written as an icon to express and focus on something in addition to the glory of God incarnate. In the icon by St. Theophan the Greek, the face, the hands, the body, the clothing of Christ all send rays of divine light out to all of the things that are around him, all of the things of the created world. Not just Peter, James, and John, but all the things of that world. The plants, the animals, the stones, the earth itself. And it's not just that the light, the glory, the holiness, the divine energies of God, the grace of God, penetrates into these things. It does. But they also respond. He puts it like this. He says, from the depth of all things created, the same light springs up and shines. The same light springs up and shines in response from all created things. And human beings, our whole lives are about that response. Metropolitan Anthony says about Christ that he awakens in all things around him the presence of that Spirit who from the first day of creation has been breathing beauty, making the created world. That's an orthodox understanding of the relationship between God, His created world, including us. It expresses our understanding of the fact that God is not simply outside of this world that He created. His divine energies are present in all things. Now, we could say about that in the environment that is filled with politics of our own day when it comes to ecology. God created the world. It is sacred. We were created to protect it. Something not close enough to what we learned from Metropolitan Anthony. We're not pagans. We're not pantheists. We don't have God and the world that He created confused with one another. Metropolitan Anthony is not saying the created world is sacred. Keep it the way it is. Protect it from being spoiled. Not what he's saying. The created world as it is not sacred in itself. The world is broken. God had to come into the world in order to be present in His world because things were not as they were meant to be. And the incarnate Son of God, standing on this mountain, is transfigured in the midst of the world that He created and touches all of the things of that world by His divine light and holiness, and they respond. It's a peak moment. This is what the world has been waiting for. It has not been able to respond in that way since the fall of Adam and Eve, when we didn't fulfill our calling to have that kind of relationship to the world, to love the world so that it responds to our love of God, to love the world as the world created by God that is beautiful and can be holy if it is loved with a divine and holy love. It's not sacred in itself. It responds to this love, as all of us do. Oftentimes I've pointed out that it is impossible to see into another person, to see another person for who they are without loving them. We must love others in order to even be able to see them, to see the person that they are. And that person is revealed to us. The more we love them, the more is revealed. We have this kind of relationship, not just with other human beings, but also with the world that we live in. Metropolitan Anthony says that if we take these two things into account, God's revelation of His holiness at the Transfiguration, and also the revelation of the possibility of awakening a response from the created world so that it is transfigured by a love that we share with Christ for the world. Take those two things into account and we can understand what our relationship is meant to be with the world. Not making it into an idol, and not treating it as though it's nothing. Not treating it as though it has no value other than the way that it can be made to serve us. Metropolitan Anthony says that ecology is not just about doing what is most advantageous to us. That's the controversy. The people who say that we need to have no concern about the environment because it will renew itself. God has given it to us for us to use, to exploit for our benefit. And the other side says, no, it is sacred. We need to sustain it for our own benefit. That's essentially a pagan understanding of the world. It's not a Christian understanding of the world, not as we see it. Metropolitan Anthony says that ecology is also, in addition to being about what is to our benefit, ecology is about worshiping God. Ecology is about worshiping God. There is the practical use of practical things. Nothing wrong with that. We need to not make it into an idol, one way or the other, either of those political sides. But just as it is possible to love another person and bring the love of God out of that person by loving them, the same is possible with the world of creation that we are born into. If we deal with created things with love, they respond. If we ignore them, they die. If we are disdainful of them, they die. They won't be able to sustain life. Anyone who has pets or a garden knows that this is true. Anyone who has ever loved another person comes to know this truth. And so on this day of the celebration of the transfiguration of Christ, our Lord, God, and Savior, we celebrate also the transfiguration of the world that he came to restore and to bring alive, as only his presence in the world can do. And remember that we are called to do the same with others and with this world that we live in. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.